Okay, folks, we want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. And to that point, folks, I'm really excited about our special guest tonight because he's going to prove to you that you can be as well. Listen, we do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time. I always say it's the best way to get your Ambit Energy week off to a great start because you're going to hear something on this call every week that's going to make a difference in your business right now. You can come expecting it. Bring pen and paper. Bring your team with you. Get on this call every Sunday evening. You're going to get value, I promise, okay? Now, you know that we're going to have simulcast coming up soon. I want everyone to be prepared to register for simulcast, especially if you've already, if you attended our national conference. They'll probably offer us some kind of special discount for a limited time. Guys, make sure that you have your resources ready to go for that. Go ahead and set them to the side. I don't know how much it's going to be, $50, $100. It doesn't matter. Just have it ready to go so that, as soon as they announce that we can register, we get that done, okay? All right. Now, listen. Our featured speaker for the evening, you know, I got to tell you, I love this guy. I absolutely love this guy. He's won numerous awards and honors and recognition. The second biggest award that he's ever won, I'm sure, is the Thompson Leadership Award here in Ambit Energy. The first award was his wife. I tell you what, if you go meet Trish, you'll know that that's a real prize for him. Definitely a salesperson, but I gotta tell you this. And all kidding aside, he does shoot from the hip. He talks straight. He lets you have it. I'm just very fond of him, and I'm glad he's on the call. I know that we're going to get value. Bring on to the call, national consultant Mr. Kirk Horan. Kirk, welcome to the call, sir.
Thanks, Bear. Thanks for having me on. How are you?
I'm good. Now, I also want to mention I love how you do the impersonation of Brian McClure.
Thanks, Bear. Thanks for the kind words. Well, I know, really, I appreciate it.
Has Brian ever heard you say that?
I don't know.
I'm going to have to get him to listen to this. This will be great. What do you have for us tonight?
What do I have for you? You know, I wasn't quite sure where I was going to go with this tonight, but I think I have a path I'm going to go down, and it really has a lot to do with what's going on in the world and what's going on personally for me. And so, you know, this call is going to be about building a solid foundation.
Okay. Go for it.
All right. I'm going to get right into it then. So, you know, before I get into some of the details, I'll give a short background to those of you who may have never heard of me or heard me speak or whatever. You know, I live here in upstate New York where I was born and raised, the son of two blue-collar workers. You know, we grew up poor, single-wide trailer in the country. You know, my dream was to be a firefighter. I went in the United States Coast Guard out of high school and became a career firefighter at the age of 25 in 1996. And it was one of the greatest days of my life when I took that job. You know, and it's been an incredible journey in the fire department. But over the course of my career, I was out of work multiple times for unforeseen circumstances. And it put me in a bad place financially. I was out of work for a year with a serious illness. I fell off a roof, broke my wrist. I was out of work for 4 months. I hit a tree on my snowmobile at over 50 miles an hour and almost killed myself again. And I was out of work for the third time. And that's when I was introduced to Ambit Energy. And I want to, you know, point out the fact that I'm a blue collar worker and I was a firefighter, which are some of the most skeptical people on the planet. And, you know, I was raised, if something looks too good to be true, it must be. And when I first was introduced to Ambit Energy, I was very skeptical. I went to a live presentation at a restaurant. I was then executive consultant Ray Monty with senior consultant Rob Marcioni. Obviously, their titles have changed, but they did a great job, but I was very skeptical. The only reason I was open to the opportunity is because Rob stood up in front of the room and said he was an attorney for the state of New York. So I dropped my guard and I was willing to learn. I had never taken part in any network marketing business ever before in my life. I was actually one of those negative people that called everything a pyramid scheme. That was me. But my back was against the wall financially, and, you know, basically almost losing my life three times, I realized that I had nothing in place for my family if I didn't take action in some way, shape, or form. And this kind of fell in my lap when I needed it. And I took in the information, I processed it. I come home, I try to explain it to my wife. My wife said, "No way, you're not doing this." But I couldn't sleep. Like many people, when they see this opportunity, I laid in bed and thought of all the possibilities of what it can do for our family. And without letting my wife know, I got started in the business. And I always joke that my first why in Ambit Energy was to make my investment back before my wife got her credit card statement. And I did that. And it's been an incredible journey. You know, I had 7 years left in the fire department when I started this business with no experience, no clue what I was doing. I was what you call ignorance on fire. And, you know, that's where I want to start with this building a solid foundation is, you know, when you're excited and passionate about something, you're unstoppable. And, you know, I went, one of the first groups of people I went to talk to were the guys I worked with at the firehouse. And of course, like I said, they're the most skeptical and negative people at times. And they all crushed me like a bug, said it's a pyramid scheme, it's a scam, you're going to jail. And they had no interest in what I was doing. But what I said to myself is, these guys don't pay my bills, I got to do what I got to do. And I forged on. And I started, I started to have minimal success out of the gate. I fast-tracked the regional consultant. I was very excited about that. And then I fast-tracked the senior consultant. And again, I want to remind everybody on here, I had no clue what I was doing. I was just super excited. And being excited about the opportunity, people wanted to know what I was excited about. And then I had to put my nose to the grindstone and work hard, and I fast-tracked to executive consultant. From the day I hit submit to start my Ambit business to executive consultant, it took me 18 months. Not the fastest in Ambit Energy, but it certainly was a good pace for somebody who didn't know what they were doing. What I was doing was following the people who were where I wanted to be. Brian McClure, Ray Monty, Chris Atkinson, Steve Thompson was very active at the time. You know, all these leaders that were out there making it happen. So I just asked a lot of questions, and I learned from the people who were where I wanted to be. And all of a sudden, things started happening for me. Now, it wasn't a perfect journey by any means. There's many ups and downs. You know, it's true and to an extent that you realize some of who your real friends are along the way. You know, I'm sure many of you have seen on Facebook or other social media where somebody will post the I got a new job, and you have 100 or 1,000 likes. And if I started a new business and nobody comments, well, you know, that's how it is when you start in a network marketing business. Everybody thinks you're trying to sell them something and they don't want to hear it. But again, I felt like this was a great vehicle to help my wife and I pay down our debts because we were drowning in debt. And I continued on. And there was many ups and downs along the way, but I just kept going, full steam ahead, no matter what happened, personal life or, even ups and downs within Ambit Energy. You know, it was a fast growing company, and it wasn't always perfect by any means. But, you know, again, it was a better vehicle than working at a job for the next 40, 50 years of my life. And I just continue to move forward. So while working full-time as a firefighter and part-time on my fortune, as we hear, I made a lot of sacrifices. So I want to rephrase that. My family made a lot of sacrifices. I was on the road traveling all across the Northeast, all the way down to Western Maryland, building this business, doing what I had to do, doing what I had learned from the leaders that were ahead of me. And, you know, things were changing for our family. And I was very humbled and grateful that these things that we're all told don't work was working. And it wasn't long. I was making more money part-time with my ambit business than I was working full-time at the fire department. And we make a good income as firefighters. You know, we're not getting rich by any means, but we make a good income. And, it was to the point where, you know, there were some people in my job that were actually jealous of my success. And, you know, in the fire department, you come in and you sit around the kitchen table and you talk about your side job. Well, I was told not to talk about my side job. So that's some of the things that I had to deal with along this journey. And many times it certainly would have been easier to quit than to go on. But I knew that this was the right vehicle to create financial freedom. And I always believed in the idea of a willable business to my wife and children, which is what was really what drove me to be successful in this business. So 7 years into my Ambit Energy business, I had 20 years in the fire department. We have a 20-year retirement in New York State in public service. So I retired from the fire department at 45 years old. And the reason I was able to do that was because of Ambit Energy. The same year I retired is the same year I became the 39th millionaire in Ambit Energy. And, you know, everything was falling into place. So I retired. And I was looking forward to moving forward with this business full time. It was going to be no distractions, just Ambit Energy. And you know, that next year, 2017, was a rough patch again. My mom passed away. There's just a lot of bad things happened in 2017. And then you go into the next year and more bad things happen. But I continued to move forward and I promoted to national consultant. I don't know I'm not even sure of the exact number, but last I checked, it was less than 50 national consultants in this company. And that means that there's a lot of room at the top. You know, it's still a young company, whether people believe that or not. When you look at the fact that we're only in a handful of states, 16 states, the District of Columbia, Japan, and Alberta, Canada, you know, it's who knows where we're going, but even in the markets that we're in, we're virtually untapped. You know, there's not one market in Ambit Energy that you could say is saturated, I guess. You know, it's wide open everywhere. Not to say that you won't go out and talk to people that haven't heard of Ambit before. So that brings me into, I'm going to go back just a little bit before the end of 2019, actually coming up on a year. So I had worked very hard, you know, relentlessly in this business for, eight, nine, 10 years straight, really didn't take a day off, just was always Ambit, Ambit, Ambit. And I love Ambit Energy, and it was not like a burden on me. I love it. And some other things that happened in this journey were that you build relationships with people that you never met before in your life, and they become some of the best friends you ever had, and because you're like-minded people. And it's not that my old friends aren't my friends anymore, but I'm more excited to see my friends in AMBIT because we actually have a lot more in common. And, you know, in good times and bad, they support you. It's much bigger than the income that we're all working towards. But 2019, November of 2019, unfortunately, my older brother committed suicide. And, you know, obviously that was devastating news and it really set me back. And then I'm looking forward to rolling into 2020 and New Year's Eve, actually, my wife and I are getting ready to travel up to Maine to spend New Year's Eve with Jay and Teresa Sanborn and a bunch of other AMBIT consultants. And, you know, my dog falls down the stairs and breaks his back. So we gotta go to emergency surgery on New Year's Eve in Albany. You know, we had to take our poor dog 45 minutes and unfortunately we had to put him to sleep. So that's how we rolled into 2020. So, you know, with all these things weighing on me, AMBIT really started to take a step back. I had to focus on other things. And then obviously the pandemic hit. And, you know, one of the things that I realized that I'm addicted to people. I like to be with people. And, you know, we didn't have that. And it really, really set me back. And this is where I'm circling back around to building a strong foundation. So, you know, what I had done is what I was taught to follow a proven system, you know, the 5-2-6 system, bring people in, get them paid, get them promoted, and they're going to be excited and they're going to want to move forward. But it's important to keep people plugged in. Obviously, all of you are on the call tonight. You're plugged into what's going on with this company. But, you know, sometimes when you're away from everything, when you're detached from your team and just being involved, it's easier to become unplugged, if you will. And that's what happened with me. You know, here I am, a national consultant who's had tremendous success in AMBIT Energy, and I became unplugged, and not willingly, it just happened. But by building all these leaders through the years and investing time in other people, helping them get where they wanted to go, you know, my income continued to grow. And then here we are almost a whole year into 2020. I'm here to tell you guys, I have literally not done anything with AMBIT Energy in a year, not by choice, just the way things happen. Other than team calls and webinars, I've and three-way calls, I haven't done anything. I have not sponsored anybody into the business. It's been a difficult time. But by building that solid foundation of getting people to regional and getting people to senior and getting people to executive consultant, building up all these leaders, I forget off the top of my head, but I'm going to guess we have, you know, somewhere around 30 executive consultants in my organization. You know, so you build up all this leadership and these people are going to lead their team on their own. They don't need me anymore. And what I realize is during this pandemic, you know, income was never a concern. You know, paying our bills was not a concern. And all the things that I had worked so hard for had come full circle in many ways. Obviously, I've definitely enjoyed the fruits of my labor. My wife and I, the thing that we love to do is travel the world, and we've done that. And because of AMBIT, I could not have done it on my firefighter salary. I just could not have done it. I'm not saying I couldn't have lived a decent life, but I wouldn't have been able to retire and not work for anybody. But it comes back to the basics of investing in people, bringing them in and teaching them how to build this business and making yourself obsolete. And that's what I've done without realizing that's what I had done. You know, our team still continues to grow. Actually, you know, one of the women on my team is, she's got one of the fastest growing teams in Ambit. She's building a solid foundation. It's Marcia Santos. She's actually building this business from Florida. And she's building an incredible organization. But, you know, the things I want to say is, I want to point out the fact that I've literally done nothing with Ambit for a year, and money was never a concern for our family because of the solid foundation that I had built up over 10 years. And new people coming into your business are the lifeblood of your business. If you don't constantly have new people coming in, then your team's going to become stagnant. Now, ask yourself, if your team became stagnant, is your income going to continue to grow? And that's what you're looking for, and that's what you create by building a solid foundation. And what I mean by that is, you know, you've got to build up leaders. You've got to make things duplicatable, and you can't complicate it. And all these systems are in place that between Ambit and some of the top leaders in the company before I ever hit submit, these systems were already in place. Now, we're in a different time right now where in some areas of the United States or even around the world for that matter, you can't do business as usual. And at times you have to adapt. And the people who are adapting to the way things are right now are continuing to have success. And that has been a struggle for me. Like I said, I'm a people person. I'm a belly to belly person. I want to be with the people. And, you know, I live in New York where, I mean, it wasn't even possible for quite a while. So many people need your support all the way through, not to go out and build their business for them, but just the constant communication, the uplifting, you know, you're their best friend. You're their cheerleader. You're encouraging them. And all of these are things that I learned from Brian and Ray. And so that's what I wanted to talk about tonight, is just building that leadership foundation, and that makes you obsolete, and you've built something that has great value. And you know, it makes it, by no means am I uber wealthy, but we are financially free, and you know, money has not been a concern this whole year, doing nothing with Ambit and going through the pandemic and all the other hardships we've had, which, you know, leads me to my final thoughts with Vistra Energy purchasing Ambit. It does give us a strong foundation and stability. I've thought a lot about what we're all going through right now, and I'm very confident. I won't put a number on it, but I'm very confident that if Ambit wasn't purchased by Vistra Energy, we might not even be talking on this call tonight. You know, Vistra has brought a lot to the table for Ambit, and they're excited about Ambit as a channel for them to gather these customers. So it all comes down to keeping it simple, building a solid foundation that makes you obsolete, where sometime in the future for you, 5-10 years down the road, you know, you can take a break for a year and money is not a concern for you. You don't need to go get a job. You know, Ambit Energy, your residual income more than covers all of your expenses. And that's what it has done for my family. And we're very blessed and grateful to be a part of this company. And I'm excited to get back to work. And I'm praying to God that there's no more, you know, bad luck in our life. But at the end of the day, you know, we're very fortunate and blessed family. And, you know, I'm grateful for all the people that have come into my life in Ambit Energy and have always been there for me. I'm, you know, one little side note is back in 2017, when my mom passed away, she had a big family. She had, she was one of seven siblings, and you know, I don't even know how many cousins I have on that, my mom's side. There's a lot of them. And, the point is my mom was always their favorite, and, they all showed up for her funeral, but there was more ambient energy consultants at that funeral for me than family. And I'm not saying nothing about my family. They all showed up. It was a lot of people there, but I want people on here to understand that this business is not, it's much bigger than money. You know, there's a lot of money on the table. I believe we have the greatest opportunity on the planet. And I really mean that. You know, it's a public utility, unconsciously purchased, habitually used every second of every day. You know, we don't have to sell this. People already buy it. And that's what attracted me to it. That's what attracts everybody to it. And if you look at where we're at right now, there's so many people going through hard times right now, especially here in the Northeast. You know, it seems, I always wonder if Texas ever really has any kind of recession. I mean, Texas always seems to be flowing, but you know, here in the Northeast, things have been very difficult for a lot of people, and people have lost their jobs. They're struggling on unemployment. Obviously, the stimulus money is being held up. You know, so people are panicking, and we have a, you know, we're not preying on the weak. We have a solution to offer to help them get out of the situation that they're in. And, you know, so what I would advise all of you on here tonight in closing is you have the greatest opportunity in the world to offer people. We're not selling it to them. We're simply giving them an option. But if you never offer that to them, they don't get that opportunity like you had. So, you know, at least give people the option. If they say no, or if they're negative, it's not on you, it's on them. And that's what I would tell all of you. That's it, Bear. I think I'm done.
Well, I got to tell you, that was absolutely awesome. I knew that you were going to be candid and real, and you've got a very, very powerful story. You've been through a lot. You've been through a whole lot. I mean, you know, almost killing yourself three different times, and then the situation with your family, and you know, it, just like all the others on the call, I offer my condolences. I know that. You know, that was a tough time, and yet you made it through. And that's where the encouragement is. It's in making it through. It's not how often you get knocked down. It's how often you get up, and you keep getting up, buddy.
I will continue to get up, and I'm grateful for this opportunity more than that. You know, for all those people that are just getting started or going through their own struggles, you have to understand that as long as you continue to take action and never waver, this opportunity can do for you what it's done for me and for you, Bear. You know, it's incredible. And, you know, I was just reflecting on all of it, trying to figure out what I was going to talk about. And I just felt like I would be, very candid and admit that I've literally done nothing for a year, continue to receive my residual income and bonus checks. And, you know, money has not been a concern for my family during this crazy time that we're in. And, you know, not gloating, but grateful. And I just want people to know that you have something very powerful in your hands. And if you share it with the right people and enough people, good things will happen for everybody.
There you go. And you're saying that the relationships are what really kept you in place.
Absolutely. I mean, some of the best friends in my life.
Gotcha. Well, Kirk, thank you for being with us tonight. And I look forward to the next time that you come and share with us. Folks, if you want to hear this again, and I do recommend that you hear this again, just to hear a national consultant that didn't have, you know, the golden highway, if you will. I mean, the road wasn't paved, and he still made it. And even with the challenges that some are still around, he's still making it. He's still making it happen. That's the encouragement that you can get from this call every week. That's the uplift that you can get from this call, is that we're going to put people on this call every week that are real, that can give you something of value that you can take right now. And I really hope that you got value out of this call and was able to take something powerful away for yourself. You can hear this again at topambitleaders.com. Give us a couple of days to post that. And, of course, Norbert is recording this, so you'll be able to hear the recording or see the link for the recording and send up some of the Facebook groups. And that could happen as soon as tonight or in the morning, okay? Kirk, I'm going to open up the lines and let some people on this call say thank you to you as well, okay? Hold on a second, would you?
Thanks, Bear. It was an honor. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Hold on.